only 400 miles away. I'll be right back. Where do I go for all my website and IT needs? I trust Maxwell White. Max takes care of all of my IT needs for all of my companies, whether it is website work such as markbowser.com or strategy and implementation of an internet ad campaign. Max has the answers. No project is too small or too large for his personal attention. That I really like. Even if I just need a little IT advice, Max always has time to listen to my needs and provide solutions to solve them. So I trust Max, and I know you can too. Contact him today at maxslink.com. That's maxslink.com. In his great book, Maximize Manhood, Ed Cole shares an experience he had with his son, Paul. Ed's work had been very busy. One day, as he came home from one of his many business trips, his son, Paul, walked up to him and said, "Can I have the car?" Paul had a new driver's license, and it was burning a hole in his pocket. Ed said, "Why?" "I want to drive to youth camp at Mount Lassen." "That's a new car," said Ed. "I know. You've only had your license a few weeks." "I know. That camp is 400 miles away." "I know." Now Ed was getting firm. "You are not driving a new car 400 miles away." "Oh, I forgot," continued Paul. "I need the credit card too." "You can't have the car." "But I've been driving with a learner's permit for a year." "You can't have the car," said Ed. "Now don't ask me again. The case is closed." Paul kicked at the floor as he headed for his room. He was angry, he was frustrated, and he was confused. Why was his dad treating him like this? As Paul got to his room, he reached for the doorknob to shove open the door. In frustration, he didn't turn the knob quite far enough, and the door stood firm as a wall. In a burst of frustrated fury, Paul kicked at the door. The result was a gaping hole in his door. Hearing the crash, Ed got very angry. He stomped toward his son's room. He was going to teach him. As Ed neared the door, a Bible verse came to his mind. "Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath." In the blinking of an eye, Ed's attitude changed. What had he done to his son? Ed felt so ashamed. He went out to the garage and just thought for a while. 40 minutes later, he walked back into his son's room. Paul was sitting on the bed, his head in his hands, with tears still rolling down his eyes. Ed sat down beside his son. He said, "Paul, I have sinned before you. I have no right to provoke you to wrath. I love you. Will you forgive me?" Ed then handed Paul the credit card and the car keys. Our children need our guidance and our discipline, but how we present it makes all the difference in the world. Yes, from time to time, our children will get angry with us. However, there is a big difference between anger and wrath. Make sure the package of your guidance and discipline is inviting, chewable, and swallowable. This is Mark Bowser. Thanks for listening.
Are you looking for a speaker for your next organizational event? Look no further than the host of this podcast, Mark Bowser. He's presented seminars to Southwest Airlines, Princeton University, the United States Marine Corps, Dell, and many more. Learn more about Mark's speaking and other work on markbowser.com.